Welcome back to the Crockett Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nick and Ryan, right back at it again, everybody. And before I get into the topics, yes, I two podcasts in 2 days. Wow, amazing. You know, hey, I didn't have the energy to do it. I blamed the Chef Gordon Ramsay dinner meal, but I was not feeling good yesterday, and today I'm still somewhat of that way, but I'm feeling fine right now. I am very fine, ladies and gentlemen. I did not die in my sleep, so here I am. Damn, I sound I feel like I'm running out of air. No, it's fucking cold tonight, so, I mean, it's obvious that it's fucking cold, jeez. Anyways, we didn't even make it past the minute part mark, and here we are cussing like a Jesus, here we are at the minute mark. We did not make it for this episode. Usually we wait until a minute and then we start cussing, but I think I slipped the F-bomb right there. GG, y'all. Nah, if this podcast goes down, at least I'm taking down everyone of all of you fuckers. Just kidding, no. Anyways, I just got off of fucking Instagram just now. I just witnessed the most horrific fucking shit. Remember how I was saying, like, oh, they're gonna be removing TikTok because of some fucking, like, challenges and shit. You know what I just fucking viewed on fucking Instagram? Some guy drinking his girlfriend's period blood. I kid you fucking not. I don't give a shit if it's fucking, like, if it's a fucking scripted shit or a skit. It's fucking disgusting. And I just got fucking finished eating a fucking succulent rib. I just got done eating fucking ribs, and I have to fucking view that shit. It's a fucking monstrosity that I had to view that shit with my eyes. Like, I miss the person I used to be before that. Before that, I was happy, I was fucking gay, and I was proud. Now I'm naked and afraid, and I'm gay. Anyways, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? How you doing, you know? It's a good evening, and I kind of missed some topics yesterday. I did miss some topics, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. The great Nicky Duran, the most based podcast in all of Jamaica, because right now they love our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's true, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. Our podcast has reached number one in all of Jamaica. It's amazing. Wow, I feel very honored to the people. You know, I feel honored that our podcast gained so much, but here we are, we're standing, you know, not really, no, we're not number one over there. I mean, if it was true, we'd be fucking great. We'd be great, you know. I mean, I wouldn't let the power go to my head, you know. They want to ban TikTok for fucking challenges. Meanwhile, fucking Instagram just showed me that shit. I am fucking terrified. Oh my god. Like, I fucking vomited. I am not gonna lie. I fucking vomited. And I don't care. I mean, it could have been a skit or some shit. Maybe it was, like, scripted, for all I care. But it was, it looked too fucking real. The texture of said fucking thing coming out of his mouth, because he ended up, like, spinning it back out, it looked fucking thick. It looked like fucking blood. And it was fucking disgusting. It was just too fucking barbaric. The fact that, like, Instagram is okay with fucking posting this, but if you post that shit on TikTok, it's gone immediately. I'm telling you, like, I'm sort of defending TikTok when it comes to that. And it's like, TikTok did fucking nothing. I'm here defending them fuckers right now. Like, I am defending TikTok when I say that it's disgusting, you know. I mean, how could you not fucking band together and decide to take down Mark Zuckerberg? Like, is Mark's money really fucking funding y'all that much? You know, I mean, it's obvious. I mean, Facebook, they fucking own Congress at this point. This is the reason why Facebook hasn't been banned in the United States, or even fucking Instagram hasn't even been banned, because Mark Zuckerberg has fucking pockets in fucking Washington, D.C. And we're not gonna sit here and become a conspiracy theorist, even though it's like, it's fucking true. I mean, like, literally the most heinous shit has come off of, like, TikTok. Oh, not TikTok. Here I am fucking pushing the blame back onto TikTok. No. Because it was fucking Instagram and Facebook where you seen the most heinous shit. Let's be honest. Back in the day, you would see, like, so many, like, fucked up shit. Like, I remember scrolling fucking Instagram, and then all of a sudden, it's like, they show the fucking, like a dude's head getting blown off by a fucking shotgun. And you know whose video I'm talking about. Many people will know. So, it's fucking crazy that these videos are still on Instagram, and it's just crazy. Anyways, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with a new podcast. Here's what I did miss out. You know what? I kind of don't want to create the documentary anymore. I mean, it's sort of like, I'm being paid off to not create it. Just kidding. No, I'm not being paid by any shadow government. I'm just gonna tell you fucking what it's about, okay? It's about my time in Job Corps. A lot of people know the stories, and a lot of people, like, know, like, where I'm coming from, you know. Like, you know, they know this story, I know this story, and I think people need to know the truth. Of course, the documentary will be covering in-depth stuff, but I have covered the top layer. I mean, I'm telling you, I have covered the very crust of said topic. Like, when I'm telling my Job Corps story, my experience being there, I'm telling y'all the crust, because we're gonna get into the rest of the pie in this documentary. So, so essentially, my time in Job Corps, and I'm not here to say, like, okay, Job Corps is bad place, don't go. No. Job Corps can help you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going straight into the work field, it's good that you chose Job Corps. I'm not going to say that Job Corps has not helped people, because they have helped people in the past. I don't know about now. I mean, I've heard very little, but I know that they are an institution. They are now a grand institution. We can all say that their practices are valid and they are in the right. However, I have stories that are very heinous in a particular Job Corps center called Gary Job Corps. I went to Gary Job Corps in San Marcos, Texas. And I can tell you, I did not have the grandest of times. I was involved in certain stuff over there. I was not the bad kid. I was not one of the bad kids. I was probably the quiet kid until crazy shit started happening, I guess. And I wasn't a bad kid, like I said. I pretty much had good stuff, and I just decided to leave because it didn't feel right to me. Of course, I did sort of leave with a little diploma and a little office admin, only for that shit not to work, by the way. Like, it's crazy, you know, it's crazy that I have the diploma and shit. Well, I mean, I lost it now because of moving and shit, but I had the diploma and everything. When I was trying to apply for a job with those documents, it for some reason, I guess when they gave me back the documents, they said, "Where is this school at?" I said, "Gary Job Corps Center," you know? And then I never got a call back ever. Like, I guess, like, the campus is cursed because you got to deal with that shit. It's a terrible curse. It's called the Gary Job Corps fucking curse, because Gary at one point was the worst Job Corps center. It's the largest Job Corps center, but it was the worst, ladies and gentlemen. And I gotta tell you, I mean, this is me coming out with the truth. You know, I never signed any non-disclosure agreements or anything, yada, yada, yada. I have never signed anything like that. So I think we're in the clear. It's been about 5 years, 4 years, 5 years since I, like, left Job Corps. So I think I have the go-ahead to say what I have to say. And what I have to say is that although Job Corps can help you, the campus life that I had experienced was very vulgar, abusive, and very very dangerous. I mean, I'm stepping on landmines right now trying to speak my mind. Our register, not registered, our, what the fuck is it called? Our, like, the RA, one of the RA, which is the, was it the room advisor? I forgot. My dumb mind cannot comprehend this. They were, what the fuck were they called? The registered fucking advisors. I don't give a fuck. I know somebody's gonna fucking correct me in the fuck. Like, I know somebody's gonna correct me. I guess, like, our residential advisors. The residential advisors. We had the, like, I guess, like, his name, we're just gonna call him Mr. T. Mr. T, let me just tell you, Mr. T, he was a good guy until some controversy started about him. I mean, being that he ended up kidnapping some 17-year-old kid, and you know the rest from there, and he was arrested. And to think that this person was awfully nice to me when I was 17, when I was on this fucking campus, you know, walking around, this man was there. It's fucking insane. It's fucking loony. You know, it's just, to think about it now, it is fucking insane that this person was pretty much around children. There were, well, not like children, like under 16. No. The Job Corps program starts you off from 16 on up, you know, up to 25, of course. If you're male, if you're a female, you get the fucking, like, till 26. So yeah, you dealt with all this, and to think that Mr. T was a pedophile, it's just so, it's fucking bizarre. And to think, like, he was just down the fucking hall in the office. This man was just down the hall in the office, chilling. And it gives me the heebie-jeebies right now thinking about it, you know? It's just so fucking barbaric that you would know that this person that you thought was, like, friend is foe, you know? It's just so, it's crazy to think about. And, yeah. And this is not the worst thing, too. There has been, I think, like, Job Corps surrounded by corruption. Let's be honest. There was this student fucking government called the SGA. And the SGA, let me just tell you something. They were the most corrupt mofos. This was Mr. Lonnie Hall's fucking secret police. I think the thing with the SGA, though, they didn't, I mean, like, although they were, like, students, like, among us, you know, like, they were, like, basically students among us. They were pretty much, yeah, like I said, like, they were among us. Like, there were students who joined that shit, because there were, like, a lot of, like, I guess rewards and, like, incentives in joining the student government association. And SGA for short. There was, like, a lot of incentives to join that, and I know like one person who joined it. The rest of them, I don't know. Like, they just joined because I guess, like, they were earning, like, good incentives. Like, oh, like, they would have, like, the go-ahead to, oh, I skipped roll call because we were in an SGA meeting. It's like, oh, carry on with your duties, sir, you know, like, hair to the Republic, you know, hail to the Emperor, you know, type of shit. And they were pretty much these certified ass kissers, let's be honest. And they were just students. They were students, and they fucking made this whole Y2Y, youth to youth, where they got some of these SGA members to speak with us, the students. Like, this was, like, I guess this was, like, their way of, like, speaking to one another, like, counseling speaking, you know, these unregistered kids to speak to one another to offer therapy. And now that I think about it, that's kind of like an invasion of fucking privacy. If we're being honest, like, you're speaking to somebody who's your age, who is telling you not to fucking, like, not to fucking pew pew, and or, like, you get the picture, you know, you get the picture. And it's just so, it's weird to think about, like, Y2Y and the SGA, they fucking form together, only to fucking, it's a weird thing, you know. I mean, they were always, like, up there with the campus director, which Lonnie Hall was the worst of any campus director. This is the man who could decide your fucking fate. And the reason why I've never spoken about Lonnie Hall is because I cannot say anything defaming about this man. This man is actually connected to fucking Washington, D.C. So if I fucking, if I pass away from a gunshot wound to the back of the head and they consider it suicide, you know who fucking did it. You know who fucking did it. For real, let's be honest, like, it's just crazy to think about. And, I mean, like, this man, he has fucking, like, I mean, like I said, there might be some corruption within the fucking Job Corps Center. Like, there is something up with that, you know? Like, there was always corruption. And that's why in this documentary, I will be explaining more about it. But to get an in-depth character analysis, to speak about Lonnie Hall. Let's talk about him more right now. Now, without defaming him by saying, like, oh, he's a fucking, he steals money or some shit. No, I'm not going to say that. But he did always dress too much flash. You know what I mean? Like, he would dress in the fucking, like, the tuxedo and shit. He would dress so fucking nice from head to toe in a shiny fucking looking suit. So flashy. I'm telling you, like, at this Job Corps, you were among a lot of students who came from different backgrounds, obviously not from a richer side, but you get the picture, you know, like, you have all these students fucking coming from multiple backgrounds. Some of them were fucking exchange students, and they came here for some fucking ungodly reason. It's like, why did you come here to this Job Corps? Anyway, so you had all these students, and I think a lot of things were worse that this man, I tell you, this guy would pull up in the fucking Cadillac SUV, you know, the fucking brand new, spanking new, right off the fucking line, Cadillac SUV, and he would just fucking monitor you outside the fucking cafeteria. And let me tell you something about, like I said, Gary Job Corps is the largest fucking Job Corps center. Like, it is the largest, Texas, they like everything large. And so Gary Job Corps was the largest center. You could pretty much call Gary Job Corps Center a fucking town. It was pretty much a fucking town because you had dormitories scattered in every direction. It even had its own little fucking incentive store and even a fucking, like, just a little store where you can get fucking, like, chocolates and ice creams. And it even had its own little theater and a place where you can fucking get a haircut. Sometimes it was there, sometimes it wasn't there. And then you could basically go to the gym, which is obviously on the other side of the fucking campus with the fucking, the racetrack and shit. So it was huge. It was a huge place. And I mean, it used to be a fucking, like, an army base back in the 50s and 60s. Well, I mean, 50s, 40s, around there, you know, like around World War II and the Korean War and a partial part of the Vietnam War. And so you had this campus and it's large and it used to be a military base. So, I mean, a lot of things would fucking creep you out. It was a crazy place. So you would see like in the fucking campus, you could see like fucking like these guard towers, so you can tell this was once a fucking military base. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some, like, actual, like, test zones for, like, explosives or unexploded explosives or some fucking bullets. I would not doubt that there was probably some on the whole area, and it's a crazy thing to think about, but it's more than likely true, you know. And so yeah, you had this campus. It was huge. And so yeah, that's where it gets down to what I was speaking about. So so the cafeteria is situated in the northeastern part of the campus. Northeastern. It was pretty much next to the airport, because there was an airport on the other side of the gates where nobody was allowed to go, obvious fuckingly, you know, because you have students running amok and shit. So the cafeteria is pretty much like next to the airport. And so yeah, that's how huge it was. So you had that whole situation. Imagine this. Picture with me, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to breakfast early in the morning, you know. You just fucking got up, you showered, and you're out of the dorm by morning. Usually me, I was like fucking, I would always leave at fucking like 5 o'clock. and I would actually go to breakfast around that time, which is when breakfast was fucking fresh, you know, like they had the omelets fresh, the everything was fucking fresh. So yeah, you know, you got your omelets, you got your kolachkis, and then you got your fucking decaffeinated coffee, because that's all we drank on the fucking campus was decaffeinated coffee. And it was fucking disgusting, I'll tell you that. And it was, you know, we dealt with that shit. And so you went to that, you went through that whole fucking shit. And then you had your, you had your breakfast, and then you were out the door. And so as all your friends have, like, come and gone and shit, you see a fucking Cadillac pull up. That was Mr. Hall. And he was going to come out to observe everybody after breakfast, you know, make sure they went to their classes. And sometimes he would be there to announce, hey, everybody, you're going to be going to the fucking cafeteria. Well, no, not the cafeteria. He would always, sometimes there would be an announcement where it's like, okay, we're having a town hall meeting. Go to the fucking auditorium. And that's where it's like, you know, you either gonna see somebody go home, or there's some fucking, like, oh, this is how our students are progressing, here are their names. And it all depended on how you read Mr. Hall. If he was wearing a red tie and there was a fucking town hall meeting, you are going to see a lot of fucking students be sent home. And like I said, every kid comes from a different background. If you were a homeless kid or even just on the down area of the fucking the class of America, of fucking, I guess, like the lower class, you would just be, you wherever you went, you know. And so it was a sad fucking somber moment. But then again, the students who always fucked up, they were the ones who were always on that list. Like, the ones who were starting fights and shit. And it was, like I said, like, if Mr. Hall was wearing a fucking red tie, people were going home. If he was wearing a different tie and there was a town hall meeting, we were probably okay. We were probably okay. The scariest part is the fucking red tie of fate, you know? This is the red tie of fate. And he, I'm pretty sure he fucking knew what we were fucking calling it, which was the red tie of fate. And if he was wearing that shit, you either going home or it's gonna be a potential good day. You know, it's either a bad luck or good luck situation, depending on how you view it, you know? And so, yeah. So, yeah, this town hall meeting, every fucking student from every trade has to be there for this assembly. Of course, like, after Mr. Hall's regime ended, I actually, like, I stayed when Mr. Hall left. And then Patricia Langford, who was another campus director, and I gotta say, I mean, she was some character. I can't call her bad, but I can't also just sit down and say, you know, she was a fair person, because there were some things under her regime that didn't seem right with, like, one another. She was starting to get rid of smoking and shit, you know. Like, this was when Trump decided, like, not to be, like, fucking selling cigarettes to to people who were basically 18 years old, you know, and shit. And so this was like the regime change and shit. And there was like a lot of changes where she was saying you have to smoke away from the fucking building. If it's raining, you have to smoke further away. And that's what really pissed off all the fucking smokers and shit. And there were a lot of incentives under her regime, but there were also consequences. Like, for example, if your roommate just so happened to have some weed on them, because obviously in Texas, weed is still illegal. So, I mean, so if your roommate had just like a little teensy beansy, like just some on them, all of you within that fucking room, even though you don't, like, mess around with your roommates, even though you don't mess around with your roommates, all of you fucking expelled, like, removed from fucking campus. Like, that was her most heinous fucking regime change right there. And, I keep calling her, it's because it's true. Like, her policies were very similar of the, Austrian-German mustache man from the 30s to the 40s. And, it's very fucking similar, her regime plan. It was so fucking weak. Like, her regime was so harsh that sometimes me and my friend, we would say, "Hell, Langford." Because it was fucking true. It's like, every morning, even, like, before going to class, she decided to do, like, town hall meetings every fucking day. I mean, like, every Monday. And it was the most fucking terrible thing, because we'd have to go in there, we were fucking tired, and she'd have us do the Pledge of Allegiance and the Texas Pledge, and that's why we were always saying "Hail Langford." Cause Mr. Hall never really did that. Mr. Hall knew that the fucking Pledge of Allegiance didn't really mean much to some students, of course. And so that's why it was really never done. Even the Texas Pledge was never really done under the Lonnie Hall regime. And the Patricia Langford regime, we were just saying, "Hell, Langford." Because it was just so fucking barbaric. And she's the reason why we lost our fucking silver and gold cards. Now, the silver and gold cards were these cards that each student got because they fucking did well. You know, they did fucking fantastic. And their counselor would actually give them a silver or a gold card, depending on how good you did. And I received my first silver card. I received my first silver card when the fucking incentives room was going away. Like, that's how fucking sad I felt. I was like, "No fucking way." And, like, I was fucking sad, like, once I got my silver card. And, of course, the silver card, I kind of forgot their, like, uses. I know it was, like, if you had a silver card and you went to the game room, you could play, like, next-gen consoles at the time, which was, like, the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Nintendo Wii U. Like, you could go play that with your friends or by yourself at the game room. And I know it was for that purpose. And I think another one was, like, you can use it to go on trolley. Early trolley. I think now I'm starting to remember. But I sort of remember some people using it for the Panthers Den, which is the store, like I was talking about, the store that was on campus. And, yeah, you had all these, like, these things you could do with these little plasticky cards that were silver and gold. And, I lost my silver card. Actually, I gave it to a friend, like, as a, "Here's something to remember me as" type of shit, you know? Like, because I didn't need it anymore. It was gone. It was history. It's history, you know? And, so, yeah. That's where I had, like, "Okay, yeah, this is my card, hey, whoop-de-doo, you know, like, here you go," type of shit. And so, yeah. And, it's very nostalgic to talk about that now. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, it was the, like, this was the mature growing up in life, you know? This was how we all grew up in Job Corps, you know? And I sometimes, like, have some remembrance type of shit, like, where I think about it, you know? Sometimes I think about, I wonder what would have happened if we actually gone into that secret bunker that was on the fucking campus. There was a secret bunker, and, theory has it, it was, like, in between two dormitories, which was Bluebonnet and Tejas, dorm. I know I'm fucking butchering the name of it, but I'm not going to use my Spanish pronouncing right now. Anyways, it was a crazy moment. You just had to have been there. It was the you had to have been there fucking moment in our time, you know. And right now, you know, I think I am going to call it a night, y'all. I mean, I know I usually do like a longer podcast. I know. But as I'm just not feeling up to, maybe I might stay up just a little bit, actually. yeah, it was just you had to have been there moment, you know. And there's like a lot of students I kind of wonder, like, what the fuck happened to them. I know some of them died. I know some students who passed away, and it's fucking crazy, you know, like, these students, like, I never thought I would hear about their deaths, and I found out about this recently. I was like, wait, they died last year, what the fuck, why didn't I hear about this? I have some students, like, on my friend list on Facebook, but I guess I wasn't really on Facebook throughout 2023, to be honest. I was on TikTok, but I did not know that some students had passed away. I was like actually punching the air for a moment, you know, like this was an intense thing about hearing it. At first I was excited because one of them I did like have some disagreements with, but in the end I kind of accepted it, where I was like, you know what, somebody just lost their child, they lost their brother, they lost an uncle, or, like, you know, like, the list goes on, an uncle, and a great person, you know. So I've kind of accepted that, you know, I mean, we just gotta throw those things in the past, and we just gotta really, really come together. And yeah, I mean, it was a terrible thing of me to just like say whoop-de-doo and shit, but I gotta remember that this was a person, this was a human being, and I just felt bad right then and there. And I actually said, you know what, that was the most fucked up thing I ever done, and I shouldn't have done that, because it was like, you know, this was a terrible thing. Of course, in the end, I just say fuck, you know. It was crazy. It was crazy when I fucking first found out, too. I was like, no fucking way this person had passed, you know? I mean, this person, I knew them. They were very energetic. They were somewhat caring. They may have been closeted, but I'm not going to go into that. You know, I'm not going to go into that. They may have been closeted. And no, but that's the funny thing, you know? Like, you got to think about the good times. And he would always fucking moan like a bitch in the fucking dormitory. You would just hear fucking the weirdest, wackiest fucking. He would always moan, and I know some people are gonna know who the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm sad that he passed. You know, like, I'm sad that he fucking passed, though. So I mean. Like I said, sometimes it's good to bring up a funny memory, a joke, you know. It was a joke, even though it may be something that we don't know, but still, it's like, you know, it was a joke, and it's like, sometimes you just gotta remember the good times, you know. It's good to remember the good times. That's why I'm remembering the good times about me and this guy. Of course, in the end, like, I mean, like, after Job Corps, I left, and he was on my friend list, but we ran into a situation where we kind of didn't agree, you know, politically, you know. I mean, like, of course, like, a lot of people have lost friendships because of politics, but in the end, I just gotta say, you know, rest in peace to the guy, you know. I mean, it's a shame that he lost his life early. He was younger than me. He was 1 year younger than me. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, I was born in 2000, December 28th. He was born in January, like, literally in 2001. So we were like weeks apart from each other. Well, I mean, like, in a sense, like we were literally fucking weeks apart from each other, but it's like, it's crazy to know that he passed. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, remembering all the funny memories is just like, it just brought some happiness to me, and it's really a shame. You know, he was young, and of course, we had some disagreements politically, but in the end, I say rest in peace, you know, rest in peace, brother, you know, like, this was, of course, we didn't agree politically, as I said, and I just gotta say rest in peace, you know, and you know, now I'm beginning to become emotional. I've become emotional to this. You know, it's like, wow, you know, like he was a funny guy. Like he was a fucking funny guy, and it's just, it's madness. It's madness still, for real. To think, you know, this was a fucking beautiful human being, no homo, even though I am one, but still, it's like, he was a beautiful fucking gem. He was the guy to make you fucking laugh on a sad fucking day, and here we are talking about him on the podcast. You know, it's like, it's fucking crazy that I had this sudden change of heart, which, I mean, I genuinely have a change of heart, where I feel, you know, like, this guy, I knew him, he was in Job Corps with me, you know, I went to Job Corps with him, and so I gotta say, you know, like, it's fucking crazy. Rest in peace, bro, you know, that's all I can say. Anyways, so yeah, it was, Job Corps has its stories where it was like, you know, of course, like I said, every student comes from a different background, and some of them will become very, I guess, like, some of them will agree on each other, some of them won't, you know, like, there was, like, all of those issues all bundled up into one campus, and so, yeah, we all dealt with that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we just say, hey, what the fuck is that noise? Oh my gosh. My. Hello? 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 My fucking earphones are still on. Oh my gosh. Let me just put them back on. I know. I think my music just came on too. So there's a bit of this podcast. So I'm probably going to have to go back in. Oh my gosh, it's just so crazy. So there must be a part where, yeah, I'm not gonna do that whole fucking shit. I was actually gonna check everything. If that music bit is in this fucking podcast, if this podcast was fucking corrupted by the Beatles, I am sorry. I know this podcast might be removed, but fuck it, if it's in there, it's in there, you know, so yeah, does it actually work with that? No, it's not gonna work. I don't think it's gonna work like that, honestly. No, I don't think it works like that, but yeah, let me just take this off, and just turn that one off, and, I think we're going to get back to 3, 2, 1, check, mic check. Yeah. And if it kind of went silent, it's because of, my music accidentally turned back on. Oh man, I forgot to say goodnight to that one person. Yeah. There's this, relationship I am in. They're a nice person. They're a very nice person. And, I forgot to wish them goodnight. God damn it. Because they live on the East Coast. The East Coast. Oh my gosh. I should have said goodnight to them. Oh my gosh. But here I am doing this podcast. yeah, I'm talking about it on the fucking podcast. What's it to ya, you know? What's it to ya? So yeah. So yeah, Job Corps, you deal with like a lot of things. It was a tough moment. It's that time where everybody has to mature, you know. You become an adult. That's why you were surrounded by adults, and that was the most creepiest shit ever. Let me tell you something. It was creepy, because if you were a fucking 16-year-old, if you were a female, might I add, it was the worst experience for you. I've heard a lot of stories that there were some students who were harassed by 20-year-olds on this campus, and it was a terrible experience, you know. And I'm not gonna call it the fucking happy-go-lucky days. Nowadays, I hear that they're actually getting rid of like 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, and actually providing the campus to. Well, I mean, actually, I think they're just going to get rid of 16-year-olds, because the 16-year-old, the minors, might I add, I used to be a part of that fucking group of minors. However, they were the fucking worst. And I'm telling you, the minors of every group were the worst fucking human beings, especially the game room staff. I have told y'all stories about the game room staff. The game room staff are the filthiest people that were fucking going around campus swooping up 16-year-old girls. They were the disgusting mold of the fucking campus. And I'm not talking about that asbestos in every fucking building thing. No, I'm talking about, and that's fucking true, ladies and gentlemen, there was asbestos in every fucking building. I would not doubt that there was one in the buildings that I stayed in, which was we used to stay in Nueces dorm. Nueces dorm was a lovely dorm. It was right next to the gym and auditorium, and it was a very beautiful, you could call it the superior fucking dorm of the campus. It was a lovely dorm. It was very, very lovely, until they decided, you know, we gotta make this a female, all-female dorm. Nueces is gonna become an all-female dorm. And they moved all of us guys to D Block. D Block is basically the worst, like one of the worst dorms, and it's like right next to the fucking campus security. Hey, it was good, you know, like you could just go right across after you fucking got off the bus and shit. You can go straight to your fucking dorm right then and there. I think that was the only okay thing about living at D Block. Like, if you came back from the weekend, just like, you know, you just came back from home and shit, you just got done visiting the family, and you're going straight back to your dorm. Our dorm was like just right next door to the fucking security office, where they did all your fucking shit, where they were searching you and shit, and you could just go straight right next door. So that was the good part. But if you were like living in the Oasis, you had to walk all the way the fuck down. I mean, sometimes you could catch a ride, but I mean, sometimes they wouldn't even fucking come back. Like, let's be honest, like, the calm life, the security of the fucking campus, let me tell you, these motherfuckers were fat. They were rent-a-cops, and they were the worst fucking, they made fucking Paul Blart look like a fucking supermodel, ladies and gentlemen. Calm Life, aka the security cops, aka the fucking rent-a-cops, they were the worst fucking, like, there was one of them, this guy, like, he was the head, I mean, like, he wasn't really the head of the fucking security or anything, he was just some random guy who would actually pick up, like, all of these people who are playing, like, Pokemon Go on the campus. And I'm gonna tell you that one, another story about that one. That one's gonna be coming soon. Pokemon Go was fucking Pokemon going to the polls on the fucking campus. Let me tell you, it was the most addictive shit. If you had nothing to do on campus, you had to be there to fucking play Pokemon Go. And I will tell you a fucking large story about that. But yeah, this guy would always pick up all these people who were basically playing Pokemon Go, and he would always drive them to fucking, I guess, like, all over the fucking campus just to get, like Pokemons and, like, going to, like, rest stops and shit. And so this guy was always doing that shit. And so, yeah, Calm Life, a.k.a. Rent-A-Cops, a.k.a. you could call them whatever the fuck you wanted, but they were always the worst, especially chasing down a skinny kid who was fucking, like, I guess, like, he just fucking punched somebody, and them chasing after, it was just so fucking humiliating. It was humiliating and shit, and nobody really gave a shit about them. But there was some good Calm Life people. I can say that there was some good ones, and then there was some bad ones, which is that guy who was basically picking up these people, like, abusing his fucking orders and shit to give some students a ride around the campus to fucking catch Pikachu. And it was just weird, you know. So in the end, we all dealt with that. And so, yeah, I guess that's where it wraps up, ladies and gentlemen. I have only scratched the crust of this amazing story that it will be a documentary where I speak about corruption and how it may have affected Gary Jobcor. And yeah, there's going to be more in-depth documentary. At the moment, I am working on it. So it will be released around November, like I said. It will be released around November of this year. I don't want to push it to, oh, it will be released by July. Because you know why? I'm not going to fucking do it correctly by July. But just letting y'all know, it will be out by November. I hope to actually do some more, like, research, and I will be doing some more research, ladies and gentlemen. This will be available on my YouTube channel, and it will be done so good. I hope my voice isn't going to be affected by then. I am dosing on the HRT. Just kidding, no, no. Sometimes my voice is becoming more feminine. I am scared, ladies and gentlemen. Like, my voice has actually started becoming feminine in some weird way. So by then, you're going to be fucking hearing, you're going to be hearing some kawaii fucking girl speaking about Jobcor, and you're going to be wondering, who the fuck is she? Who's narrating this shit? And then it's just me. Like, it's fucking crazy, because sometimes my voice does go feminine. Like, I'm basically that fucking meme where it's like, meow, and then it's like, I told you we need more glitter. That's literally my real life, like, my customer service voice, too. It's just like, meow, and then it's like, I told you we need more glitter. So, yeah, anyways, this has been the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I've been your host, Nicky Duran. We're going to be doing another episode next week where I'm going to talk to you about Pokemon Go and why it was a big hit on Jobcor. So, that's it for today. Peace and love, my friends. Thank you, and have a good night, or have a good morning. Wherever you're listening to this, or whatever time you're listening to this, good morning. Have a good night. Peace and love, my friends.